Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Grow My Cleaning Company. So glad to be with you today, or Grow My or Cleaning Nation. I should say, I'm Grow My Cleaning Company. You guys are Cleaning Nation. Either way, I'm glad to join you. Oh my gosh, we've got my extra chair. So this is my old chair I used to have, for those of you on video. This one I'm swiveling. That's black and leather. It looks sexy, but man, I get hot. So I'll push that out of the way. Now you can see my blue chair, which isn't as sexy. Should be green, I think. But I don't get as hot in. So for all of you podcast folks, sorry, because that I can't imagine would have been very interesting. But for those with a visual, how to let everyone know what's going on. All right. That said, just in case you did not tune in to hear about my chair selection and why one is better than the other, today we are going to talk about how to stop cleaning toilets, my favorite subject in the whole wide world. We certainly serve people that are just starting, people that are got a bunch of clients and are still cleaning, people out of cleaning, up to millions of dollars in revenue. That said, probably my favorite client to help is a client who is working hard. They've got clients, they know how to get clients, but they are cleaning toilets and they don't know how to transition from having a kind of self-employed situation where they're just out with their own job to, all right, I think I'm back. Apparently we had internet issues, which is, speaking of the Millionaire Masterminds, I'm always getting beat up on because one of our members that your name shall remain nameless, you know who you are, had bad internet and was always slow, and we were always given a hard time. So now anytime I have internet problems, they're like, pay your internet bill, upgrade. But I promise I've got the best internet I know how to get. So anyway, back today, we're gonna talk about how to stop cleaning toilets. Desiree says, so excited for this topic. Goal is to 30 days from now, no more cleaning. I love that, Desiree. My favorite, Avery's here, one of our elite members, excited to be out of the field, looking forward to chatting an hour, can't wait to talk to you, Avery. Yes, this is probably as much fun as it is to go from hundreds of thousands to millions and the financial part and building teams, that's all awesome. But probably the most fun is to help people go from cleaning toilets to owning a business, and that's what we're going to talk about today because it's so important, and we can't really grow. You can be an owner or you can be a cleaner, but you can't be both. So this kind of fallacy that you really own a cleaning company, but you just clean all day and you really don't have employees, maybe a helper here and there, that's fine if you want to be self-employed and a cleaner, but you are not an owner of a cleaning company. So today we're going to talk about, for those of you, and I know Cleaning Nation, there's a lot of you out there that want that, we're going to do that today. So as always, it is more about how we look at the problem or how we look at the issue and how we think about it than it is exactly what to do. So we're going to spend a lot of time on the mindset that you have to have and the beliefs that you have to have. And more importantly, or equally importantly, the beliefs that you have to kill to get the results that you want, which is out of cleaning. And not just out of cleaning, but out of cleaning forever. Really big. We've coached people that are like, well, I hired some people, it's too big of a pain, and then they quit and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm back cleaning. So we don't just want to get you out of cleaning. I should have changed that. I'm going to change it right now. I don't know if we can change it. If you're there, Lindsay, when we post this, change it from the title from Stop Cleaning Toilets to Stop Cleaning Toilets Forever, because that's so important. Harjudin is here. I can't even say. Someone from Russia, I think, is here. Denise is here from the UK. All right, so let's talk about beliefs that we've got to kill in order for you to stop cleaning toilets forever. Number one, I make $50 an hour, $40 an hour, $30 or $60, whatever you charge. People think, I charge $40 an hour. I base my pricing on $40 an hour. Therefore, I make $40 an hour. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Sorry to overstate, but it is. Veronica's here. Harjudin says hello from Canada. Good to have all of you guys. The reality is, I talk to you guys. All I do is owners of cleaning companies all day, every day. And I talk to you guys, and the people that say I make $30 an hour, make $40 an hour, what they mean is I charge that much. And maybe you do, but you are forgetting subtle things like drive time, loading and unloading, selling clients, billing, collecting money, cleaning rags, buying supplies, getting insurance, learning, being on YouTube or on podcasts like you are right now. All the time that you spend in your business, if you're running it, that time can far exceed the time that you spend cleaning. So if you want to get a real hourly rate, first and foremost, you've got to divide the total amount of work you are working on your business, in your business, thinking about your business, planning your business, balancing your checkbook for your business, the time that you're spending right now listening to this broadcast, this is all work time that we need to count. So you take the total amount of hours you work, divide it by the net profit, not the gross revenue of your company. So some people even know the difference, right? When you start out, if you have one account and you make $250, you're like, I make $250. Oh my gosh, my friend whose name I can't pronounce says, I'm from Serbia, but I live in Phoenix. My name is Slavika, and I love your YouTube channel. Good to have you, Slavika. Patty Searle, hello from Ottawa. Good to have you. So again, the thing with when we're just starting, it can feel like, oh, we keep all our money, I don't have anything. But nobody keeps all their money. Assuming you call your clients, so they call you, that is a cell phone, which takes money. Assuming you've got some sort of liability insurance, that takes money. Assuming you have a website that's hosted, that takes money. Assuming you have workers' compensation insurance, internet, you've ever done any advertising ever, you've got uniforms, you've got anything, these all cost money. And if we're not doing a good job, hey, Sydney, good to have you, sister. If we're not doing a good job keeping our accounting, we don't realize that we don't keep 100% of the money that comes in. We keep some, even if you take credit cards, that costs 1 or 2%. These are all fees that we don't know about unless we're accounting. So to get the real hourly rate, you've got to take all the hours that you're working, not just the hours that you're cleaning, but every single minute. Laura says, what is your YouTube channel? Just go to growmycleaningcompany.com for everything. But I think the YouTube channel is at growmycleaningcompany.com/YouTube. For those of you who are listening live or on the podcast, I want to get the YouTube channel. Okay, so we've got to make sure we divide all of our hours, not just the hours cleaning, by our net profit, not all the money that comes in, right? One of the first rules of business, it's not about how much you make. That's the easy part. It's about how much you keep, right? We can all make a ton of money. So what? It's about keeping the money. Marcus Fox from Des Moines. Good to see you, buddy. I think he's going to be on the call here in a couple hours too with the Elite. All right, so we've got to make sure that we kill that idea of I'm making $50 an hour, because then it's kind of like, oh, it's not so bad. Really, I talk to people that are working 80, 90 hours a week and their business profit at the end of the day is $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month, and they end up, you know, where they're making like $10 an hour or something. So no problem, Laura. So we've got to make sure that we're clear on what we're actually making first. That's how you do it. The next thing that will kill you is this crazy belief, like all that paperwork sounds expensive and it sounds scary and I'm going to get overwhelmed and it's just big thing to hire employees, right? The reality is it is kind of a big thing. That's the bad news. The good news is, just like with the rest of your business, you don't have to try and figure it out on your own, right? When I first started, my American friends, Andrew Impew in the house. Good to see you, buddy. When I first started, well, still are, there's like 941 forms, 945 forms, W-2s, W-3s, all this withholding that you have to do. And it's a pain in the butt. The beauty is now they have payroll companies that charge a couple $100 a month, like $100 a payroll. It's just not that much. They'll do all that stuff for you, make sure it all happens. So just like about anything, yeah, it can be scary and expensive. So hire an expert to do it. You can afford it. And the good thing is, we're going to charge our customer for this expert, right? A lot of people, that's one of the big issues we make when we go from cleaning toilets and being self-employed to owning a company. We're afraid to charge our customers for anything. And we're not going to charge each customer like $4 for payroll fee. But once, and we're not going to cover pricing on this episode, and we've covered it elsewhere, so you can go check those out. But when you're pricing properly, there's plenty of money for overhead and all the expenses like this. So the trick is to charge a fair amount, right? And then make sure that that amount covers your payroll, your overhead, your cost of goods sold, and most importantly, leaves you a profit. So yes, that paperwork can be expensive and scary. I don't recommend that you do it on your own, but hire an expert, right? Hire an expert and they will charge you a fee. But guess what? All of your competitors that have employees, they have the same fees and they're going to charge. That's why they get what they get. So it works out as long as you know how to price. Hire an expert, not a big deal. The next thing is, well, okay, fine. Maybe it's not that expensive and I can afford to do the hire people, whatever that cost is, which is not that much to hire a payroll company. Use ADP or Paychex or just any big, you know, national company or international company. The second thing is, oh, I can't afford to give up my cleaning work, right? Like I'm too, you know, whatever, you know, maybe I'm working 80 hours a week, but I only make $3,600 and that's what it takes to pay my bills, right? If I pay someone, maybe I can afford the overhead expenses, like the payroll expenses, but I can't afford to pay them, right? The actual labor. The reality is if you just want to make a living and have a job that where you clean toilets for yourself as opposed to someone else, God bless, do what you want. But if you're looking to build a company that operates independently of you, you can't afford to clean for 1 second. Every second that you are cleaning, no one in the company is building systems. No one's creating a culture. No one's attracting clients or creating systems to attract clients. No one's surprising and delighting your customers or creating systems to surprise and delight your customers. No one's creating a team or attracting team members. No one's casting a vision. No one's maintaining the financial integrity of your business. All the important things that owners are supposed to be doing goes undone when you are cleaning. So yes, short term, you can have to kind of figure a way. And when we walk our clients through, we teach you how to do that. And it's a little trickier when you need that money. But if you want to use that as an excuse to not grow and to not hire, there's nothing we can help you do. We have if and when you decide today's my last day or this month, I forget who was earlier said 30 days or not, they're done cleaning. Where is it? Desiree, right? When you make that commitment, then we're just going to have to figure this stuff out. So a lot of it is not looking for excuses anymore and starting to look for ways to make it work. And that's what we're going to teach you. So that's a big mindset we've got to do. The next thing is the next excuse that kind of stops us or holds us in the way. Hey, John, good to have you. Is I can't hire without work. The truth is, and I've talked to my Millionaire Mastermind folks about this. The truth is you can have it any way you want it. You can start the hiring process now. So if you want employees, people think I've got to have full-time work for them. We don't even coach you to have full-time. We coach you to do part-time, but you can say, well, I've only got, you know, two customers a week they can clean. Guess what? You can have this business any way you want it. If you decide that you just want to hire someone that only takes one or two accounts per week, I promise you there's someone that just wants a little bit of extra money for Christmas or for something, right? You can also give them some, not all the customers that you have. The trick is you have to decide that you want it and start working now. The thing about these kind of mindsets that we're talking about is if you don't really want to do the work, they're excuses, right? I can't afford to give up my cleaning. Well, if you really don't want to do the work and the hard and scary things it's going to take to get out of cleaning forever, yeah, that can stop you. But if you decide because I need all the money I have from cleaning now, I'm going to have to find a system that will allow me to continue protecting my cash flow as I go, you can make this happen, right? I'm gonna hire, so I'll just have to figure out a system to hire while I ramp up and don't have full-time jobs or lots of work for these people yet. That's fine. You just need to find a system. But you see the difference between, well, I want to hire, but I can't hire without work, so I guess I just quit, versus I'm going to do it no matter what. And guess what? Every single person that has employees did this exact same process. So it's not like you're the first one. We've coached hundreds of people through it. So it's not like you're the first one. You won't be the last one. You can do it if and when you decide to do it. As long as you're kind of interested in but not committed to getting out of cleaning, it's a tall order. But as soon as you get committed to and decide 30 days from now, 60 days from now, I will never clean again, and I'll make as much or more money. And that's my favorite thing. We find people, even that are like, I need the money, I can't do it. Once we help them make that transition, within 2 or 3 months, they're making as much or more money than they made before, and they're done cleaning forever. It is really just a matter of we can bring you the systems and the processes, but you got to have the commitment, right? If you don't have the commitment, we just can't help you. All right, the next thing that we tell ourselves to kind of give us an excuse to not get out of cleaning forever is, well, people don't want to work. I've tried to hire people and they're lazy. The reality is the people that you and your systems have attracted in the past have attracted people that don't want to work, right? So yes, there are human beings in the universe that don't want to work. Couldn't agree more. But you have competitors. The funny thing is every single person I talk to that says, people don't want to work in my town. You don't understand, Mike, my town's different. First of all, we've coached in Australia, UK, New Zealand, Canada, all 50 states, all the provinces of Canada, all that good stuff. Every time someone gives me that, well, you don't understand, people in my city don't want to work, right? The government pays, or there's other jobs, blah, 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 blah. You know, okay, great. How many other successful cleaning companies? Oh yeah, there's two or three that are killing it. Okay, are they importing their people from Mars, or how is this working, right? The reality is they are implementing systems and processes that are getting the result that they want, and you're not. So the good news is it feels better to go that people are lazy. The problem is usually you're the person that's lazy is the guy that you're shaving with in the mirror, the lady that you're looking in the mirror every morning. So the reality is the systems that you create attracted the caliber of people that you have or that you've attracted. If you want a different caliber of people, have a different caliber of systems. It's that easy. Patty says this is a tough one for us. It's a tough one for lots of folks, Patty. The good news is it really is systems and processes and mindset. If you have a successful mindset and good systems at work to back it up, you'll get the results that you want. If you have a bad mindset that is looking for excuses and poor systems to back it up, you're going to be miserable. Speaking of, Ashley says, your systems are seriously so awesome. We're so pumped to grow. She's one of our newer, she and her husband are one of our newer elite members. So absolutely The good news is it's in your bucket, right? There's no one that can follow the systems and do the work and won't get the results. Okay. The next thing is, well, employees are going to ruin my reputation, right? And again, this is way over into the kind of the excuse category, and I hate to call you out, but again, to get out of cleaning forever and keep making as much or more money as you're making now, working 80 hours a week where you can work 0 to 20 hours a week, it's a shift. It takes time and it takes mental effort. So I got to call you on some of your stuff. So if you've got this employees will ruin my reputation, the reality is without employees, no one's going to hear of you. You won't have a reputation, right? You might be able to handle 40 or 50 people at a time, depending on the frequency you clean. And that's it. That'll be your reputation, right? So I would rather have a good reputation among thousands of people whose lives I've changed and served and made their life better by helping clean and create the environment that they want than a great reputation amongst a couple dozen people I serve. The good news is it isn't that. It isn't just if I hire, I'll have bad reputation. If I do it myself, I'll have good reputation. You, if you want to be a cleaner, right, you might have a good reputation for being a cleaner, but you don't want a reputation for being cleaner. You want a reputation for owning a cleaning company, and you can't do that if it's just you. So you're going to have to take the risk that your employees 100% of the time won't make you look good. But the beautiful thing is, if you hire with core values, which we teach a lot on, and you have systems and processes in place, 9 times out of 10, your employees are going to make you look better than you, right? Because you can only do so much. Hey, Kresmira from London, from UK. Beautiful to have you. If you get the systems and processes, your employees can actually, and you hire people that are core values match, they can actually make you look better than you on your own, right? If you're cleaning 3 houses a day, 6 days a week, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to get tired. You just can't do it long-term, right? You're going to get sick and not show up. Once you've got a team of employees that are following a system and a culture that you've built, you'd be shocked at how you can change the world. But without employees, I guess you protect your reputation, but your impact is going to be tiny. The beautiful thing is I want to encourage all of you guys, you're going to make mistakes and your employees are going to make mistakes. I wouldn't focus on employees not being perfect because they won't. I focus on if and when things go wrong, you go way above and beyond to make it right. So as long as you go to your client and go, hey, we had an employee, they did something wrong. We fired that employee. Here's how we're going to make it right. We're going to go above and beyond. Life's good. So oft, again, just like the rest of these, if you kind of strip them down to their base thing, they're really just an excuse of it's going to be hard work and scary to get out of cleaning forever and hire. That's correct. But if you have the systems and processes and mindset, you can still make it work. Okay. So the last thing is this is probably the most insidious. And I think this is where we lose a lot of it, which is it's easier just to do it myself. I tried to hire before. It's too hard. It's just easier to do it myself. The reality is, yes, it is harder to figure out this hiring thing on your own, right? But that leads to decades of hard work. I've talked to people that are 50, 60 years old and been cleaning since they were 20, and they've cleaned houses for 30, 40 years, right? They could have probably bought the house had they just taken all the money they got from cleaning. And then it's very hard for them to make that shift. And it's 30, 40 years in. They're like, these people just don't appreciate me and I'm getting old and I can't do it anymore. It is absolutely the saddest thing. So short term, yes, it is probably easier just to clean it yourself, right? Just like short term, it's easier to clean my 4-year-old's room than to clean it for him. But I need to teach him how to clean so he can have a lifetime of keeping his own room clean as opposed to me having to do it. So that said, yes, short term, it is easier to do it yourself than to hire. Long term, when I say long term, I'm talking 90 days and longer, certainly years and decades, you can create a system that hires the people. And I got to tell you, hey, David from Canada, good to have you. So the beautiful thing is, and I still remember the first time I went on vacation, I had employees cleaning. It was like, I couldn't believe it. And a lot of the things that people have to wrestle with is this crazy belief of it's not fair. And the longer, and it's the problem is the longer you do this, the deeper it gets. You've got this belief of I've been cleaning this long. Are you meaning to tell me I could have made the same amount of money or more money and not cleaned at all? All those times cleaning were time wasted. It's hard to make that shift. You almost feel guilty or like this isn't right or it's not fair. But it's the way the world works. So I'm giving you all permission to hire people, pay them a fair wage, take the risk. That's what we are as entrepreneurs. Create the systems and processes and culture that it takes to do this. Sorry, I'm looking at the chat. I need to stay. So once you build the culture and you hire people, you are free forever. The benefit of all this is you will have less work or no work if you choose to, and you'll continue to get paid forever. And once you've got, because again, you can only clean so many people. Or if you're married and you and your spouse work together, the two of you can only clean so many people. But once you've got employees, you can just keep adding employees systematically forever. So the benefit of all of this is you work less, you get paid forever. Not only do you work less, but the work that you do is much more fulfilling, right? Cleaning is not fulfilling. After you clean toilets for a couple of weeks, you're not going to learn much more. But as you lead a team and you grow a team and you become an entrepreneur, you learn and you grow as a person, you can give back and it's amazing. So if this is what you want, if you're like, yes, today's the day I finally want in the next 90 days to never clean again and replace the income that I've been cleaning for with a company that pays me the same amount of money, but I don't have to clean, I can just run it. That's what we do all day, every day. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. There's a free on-demand training right at the top that you can sign up for. It's absolutely no charge. You'll get the 5 shifts that you need to grow your entire company, not just the cleaning part of it. And at the end, if you are really committed to, I've got to change, today's the day, I want to have this business that I never have to clean for that still pays all of my bills until I die or decide to shut it down, sign up for that. And at the end, there'll be an opportunity for you to talk to one of our coaches and help you come up with a plan to do this. So, everything is at this point complimentary. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Don't let this be another broadcast, podcast, video that you watch or listen to and go, wow, that sounds amazing. I feel like I could do it. And then you go back to cleaning. Those are the heartbreaking ones. I hear people that are like, I did that. I listened to you for years and I kept thinking I was going to take action. I didn't. And it breaks my heart because we can't help you until you come. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. It's not even a charge. It's free. We make it so you can take action and go. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for the absolutely free on-demand training, go through the 5 shifts. Afterwards, if you're like, I've got to make this change and I'm willing, I'll do whatever it takes, you know, obviously legal, ethical, and moral, sign up for one of our coaches and let us walk you through that process. Can't wait to serve you, Cleaning Nation. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.